Well, given that I'm going to be speaking about the living stones, I wanted to start my sermon here. And this is called Folk Stones by Mark Wallinger. There are 19,240 stones here, all of which are numbered. And they represent all the soldiers who fell on the first day of the Battle of the Somme. Here they all are. These stones then represent those who are living but who died. Whereas these stones represent those of us who have been spiritually dead but are now alive in Christ Jesus. This building has real significance in Folkestone. Its history, especially its connection with St. Ainsworth, its location, its architecture, and its function within the town. But above all, a place where the deepest truths about the nature of reality and of ourselves are to be discovered, a place to encounter the living God. This building represents all these things. But the Apostle Peter takes this symbolism and opens it up to reveal a new layer. He says that those of us who have encountered the living God are ourselves living stones, and that together we form something even more powerful than this building. And that's why church is a double entendre. This is the church because we are the church. It's not so much that this is the house of the Lord, the Domus Dei, as it is that it's the house of the people of God, the Domus Ecclesiae, down the centuries. Now, this is something very important about you. You as an individual. You don't just go to church. You are part of the church. Christ needs you and your gifts, your unique character. And you will only find your true significance in relation to this calling to a particular church community. And that's why that one of my priorities is to build up our common life and help anyone who comes to find their significance and calling within it. And this symbolism also says something very important about us together. Each individual stone has its own unique shape and beauty. But only together do we fulfill our purpose. Together we form something even more beautiful and powerful. Together we can have an immense impact for good on our local community, on our town, and even beyond. And that's why another priority of mine will be to help us to consider together how we use our time, talents, money, and resources to do just that. Now, that will involve using this building, but it will also involve coming out of this building. We have not stopped being the church during this period of time when our building is closed. And I know that some of you have been thinking about this. In one of our daily reflections, Elaine showed us the Presbyterian Church in Christchurch, New Zealand, after the earthquake. Tables and chairs in the open air. And it caused her, she says, to wonder, what is church? Another member of our church has suggested that we fling our doors wide during worship this summer. And another that we have our refreshments after the service outside. And what about a midsummer Eucharist in the open air in our church grounds? Now, all of this is about taking the boundaries of our life force as the community of Christ in this place and expanding them. It will still be centered here, but our influence will range wider and wider. And that leads me finally to ponder the relationship between a symbol and the underlying reality that it represents. The social realities represented by our wonderful public art in Folkestone exist without them, and yet they focus the attention, they reveal the reality, they suggest solutions. They become a kind of portal to the possibility, the potential of a different kind of reality. But symbols can be more than just representation. They can mediate the reality that they represent. They can impart new life, and that's when they become a kind of sacrament. Christians know all about this because it was made perfect in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't just represent God's character, values, priorities, and presence in the world. He embodied them. He brought them into being in place and time, in physical and social and spiritual reality. Bread, wine, and the waters of baptism, more than they do more than remember and represent the new life that Christ has given. They mediate it, they impart it through the faith with which we receive them in that moment, in the physicality of them. Now, this church building and this church community, the living temple of Christ in this place and this time, are more than representations. The building and our community mediate, they impart a profound encounter with the living Christ. And that is one reason why we're feeling so disoriented at present, because we can't be here. We can't gather. But we will. We will. And when we do, we have to make